Refugees.
Well, it's a growing topic. We see, to my great pleasure, that the topic is gaining traction. For us in UNHCR, MHPSS is not a sector. It's not a separate sector different from the other. So how we see it is that it is something that's integrated within existing sectors, such as health, and I would like to say a little bit more about that, but also within activities for sexual and gender-based violence. All survivors need to get an offer for psychosocial support, which is, we're getting there. I think it's not always, but we're getting there. Also, child protection. If you do good child protection work with case management, I think maybe half of that is actually also mental health and psychosocial work, and that can be strengthened. Another aspect is community-based protection, what we call community-based protection, which really is working with refugee communities to help themselves. So those are issues that we pay a lot of attention to. Another one is health, and I'm a doctor, so I'm sitting in health. So I could share a little bit what we do in health. Basically, to say it very simple, and then I'm going to make it more complicated, but say it very simple, we cannot work with a partner delivering health services who does not do any mental health. It's the 21st century. We will not engage a health organization who says we do primary health care, but mental health is too difficult. Now, what that mental health component then is varies. Basically, what we say is each doctor, each nurse needs to know something about mental health. And WHO has made beautiful tools, MHGAP, Florence, Dr. Florence mentioned that. You can, in a week, train doctors and nurses in the basic principles of mental health. So that's what we are doing now. We made a specific version with WHO for refugee settings, and that works well. However, in practice, you also need some specialist support. So in a country like Uganda, your country, Florence, it's a really good workforce. We have psychiatric nurses, psychiatric clinical officers. So those people are engaged in the refugee camps to see the more complicated cases and do supervision. If you work in a country like Bangladesh, you don't have psychiatric nurses, so we can't use them. So we work with psychologists or with general doctors. If you work in a country like Chad, where there is only one psychiatrist and no psychiatric nurses, you really have to work in a different way. But we and sometimes bring in expats. So that's about the human resources. Apart from that, we also pay attention to, let's say, the systems, because as Florence already said, we need to strengthen the system of healthcare delivery. So we need, for example, to have a good documentation of the number of people who come from mental health issues. So our health information system is being adapted to more target also the mental health problems. We need to ensure that mental health drugs, medications are included in our packages. They are, but we're doing that. So anyway, I'll see you want me to stop, so I will do that now.